One in 10 COVID-19 survivors will suffer side effects for weeks or even months after recovery from the virus itself.
I mean, it's so hard. You just take day by day and you just pray that people will take it serious and just do their part and help out.
That's Michelle Dreyer, a local COVID-19 long hauler. I'm Daniel Musisi, and this is WCBU's On Deck.
Support for On Deck on WCBU and WCBU.org comes from the General Wayne A. Downing Peoria International Airport. Flying PIA supports the local economy and is the local option to travel for business or pleasure. Trips begin and end at Peoria International Airport. Details at flypia.com.
Today is Monday, April 26th, and this is WCBU's On Deck from Peoria Public Radio. The Peoria area real estate market is off to a strong start this year, but supply continues to be an issue. Joe Deacon reports.
First quarter 2021 home sales in the Peoria market are up 15% over the first 3 months of last year. But Peoria Area Association of Realtors President Jason Catton says inventory is lower than ever amid a strong buyer pool.
People that have an existing home and put it on the market that sells immediately, they are now in a position where they need to find something in 40, 60 days to match up with their closing. Otherwise, they're going to go live with a family member or have to try to find something to rent. And even to find something to rent in our region can be a bit challenging at this moment.
Catton says a lack of new construction has contributed to the dwindling supply, while low interest rates are boosting sales. He says it's not uncommon for properties to receive several offers, sometimes over the listing price.
The best advice I can give the buyer is to have a pre-approval in hand prior to viewing any home. Potential buyers really need to work with a realtor in order to streamline the showing process and the offer process and review new listings as soon as possible in order to try to avoid multiple offers.
Catton says despite the high demand and low supply, Peoria remains an attractive location due to reasonable prices and its proximity to Chicago and St. Louis. I'm Joe Deacon.
Here's some more stories that are on deck in the WCBU newsroom. While many people may consider natural disasters like hurricanes and tornadoes to be the number one loss leaders in catastrophes, hailstorms are the natural event that tops State Farm's list. And the Illinois House has voted unanimously on a measure to end the use of isolation timeout rooms in schools. Find more on these stories and others at WCBU.org. About 1 in 10 COVID-19 survivors will experience side effects for weeks or even months. Tim Shelley brings us the story.
Michelle Dreyer started developing some of the classic symptoms of a bug on a Friday last May. A cough, fever, and chills. By the following Monday, Michelle tested positive for COVID-19. And by Wednesday, she was hospitalized.
It was a very difficult thing. I mean, if you could only imagine your husband taking you to ER and dropping you off and not knowing, you know, if he was going to see you again or not.
Michelle's oxygen levels plummeted to dangerously low levels in just a few days. Doctors put her on a ventilator for 5 days, and she wasn't discharged from the hospital until the following month. But Michelle's struggle with COVID-19 isn't over yet. She's one of about 10% of recovered COVID patients still suffering months later from what doctors call post-COVID syndrome.
After the patient have recovered, they still have commonly fatigue, that's the most common one, shortness of breath, they cannot sleep, insomnia, cannot concentrate, like they're in fog. They may also have a headache, that's a common feature.
That's Dr. Ravi Kashyap, a pulmonologist at Uni Point Methodist, and also one of Michelle's co-workers. Dr. Deepak Nair, an OSF healthcare neurologist, says physicians expected to see long-term effects in patients with severe COVID-19 infections requiring an ICU stay. But he's been surprised how many people with mild or even no symptoms are reporting the same thing months after infection.
I don't think that that's something that was really anticipated. And so we do suspect that there's maybe a couple different types of processes going on here physiologically.
Kashyap says there's really no way to predict who may end up developing post-COVID syndrome.
We don't know why. A lot of studies going on to see why these patients have that. The questions have been asked to us, like, who is at high risk of developing long COVID syndrome? And there is none.
For Michelle, living with fatigue and brain fog are now a part of everyday life. Unlike many COVID survivors, she never lost her senses of taste and smell, but she did suffer from a less common side effect, hair loss.
The hair loss was just traumatic to me. I mean, I've never been one to worry about my hair, but when you have that happening every day, having globs of hair come out, that is just, you know, and you're sitting there like, wow, what's causing this?
Because COVID-19 can affect patients differently, it requires a multifaceted approach. Dr. Brian Curtis, OSF Healthcare Vice President of Clinical Specialty Services, says they developed a COVID recovery clinic to route long-hauler patients through their primary care provider to the specialist services they may need.
They may send you to speech therapy. They may send you to physical therapy for guided physical exertion, really to kind of rehab you from that. They may refer you to counseling to have some discussions around that.
Dr. Deepak Nair, the neurologist, says the most powerful tools in his kit for treating long-hauler patients remains physical examinations in simply talking to them.
There's nothing that has yet gotten so good that we can replace those skills. So when patients report to us that they're feeling a certain way, we're going to take them at their word. And if it's impeding their function in daily life, then that's when we know that something is going on.
Dr. Brian Curtis says people need to know what they're feeling isn't just in their head. It's real.
So if you're experiencing symptoms of this, you're not alone. Don't be alone with this. Reach out to your primary care physician or your primary care APP and let us help you.
More than a year into the pandemic, Kashyap says there's still a lot not understood about the long-term effects of COVID-19 and how to treat them. That doesn't mean there's nothing to be done.
We encourage the people, like Michelle, we encourage, you know, slowly increase the capability, exercise capability and physical activity as you can. Don't push yourself too hard, but keep doing it.
For Michelle, life is slowly improving one step at a time. She can now make it up two flights of stairs on the way up to her sixth-floor office with only a couple breaks needed to catch her breath. And her hair is beginning to grow back.
It's so hard. You just take day by day and you just pray that people will take it serious and just do their part and help out. And you gotta think of others.
For Michelle and her doctor, that includes wearing your mask and getting vaccinated. I'm Tim Shelley.
To hear more about post-COVID syndrome, find our story on WCBU.org. And before we let you go, the Chillicothe Public Library District will host a book club for adults on Zoom tonight at 6:30 to discuss The House of Spirits by Isabel Allende. And that's it for On Deck today. Thanks for being here. I'm Daniel Musisi. Support for WCBU's On Deck comes from the General Wayne A. Downing Peoria International Airport. Flying PIA supports the local economy and is the local option to travel for business or pleasure. Trips begin and end at Peoria International Airport. Details at flypia.com.